get a haircut, be sure to go back home. When you get a haircut, get a barber you have known. Since you were a little bitty boy sitting in a booster chair, or you might look like Larry Moe or Curly if a stranger cuts your hair. Well, Butte, Montana, just passing through. One thing I just had to do, had to get a haircut, and I was worried for my hair. Oh, I had a feeling of impending doom the minute I stepped into that room, laid my eyes upon that barber chair. There was a macho barber shop. Hair dryers were mounted on a rifle rack. There were no mirrors. The barber chair was a Peterbilt. Barber walked in, he was huge, 7 feet tall, 300 pounds of spring steel and raw hide, wearing a hard hat and chewing a cigar. Had on a t-shirt that said, "I hate musicians." Threw me in the chair, sneered and said, "What'll it be, pal?" Now, a lot of people would be intimidated in a situation like this. I was not. I am what I am, play my piano and sing my little songs. I looked him right in the eye and I said, "I'm a logger. Yeah, just in from Coos Bay, Oregon. Been topping trees. Quite possibly the toughest man in the entire world." He said, "All right." He gave me a haircut. I walked out of there, friends, my hair was gone. Made Kojak look like William Lee Golden. Yeah, had a tremendous craving to operate heavy equipment. Now, you might think that Butte, Montana haircut's the worst any man could ever get. Wrong. Well, a few months later, I was way down south. Grits and gravy and a hush your mouth. Hair so long, I'm starting to look like a man in drag. It was then that the sheriff walked up and said, "Hey, boy, you got too much hair on that head. You better get yourself a haircut or a dog tag." Well, when I stepped into the shop, I realized immediately that I was dealing with a born-again barber. Don't see too many barber shops with a steeple. Had an organ in the corner, a choir. An usher led me to the barber chair. The barber walked in and started saying grace.
"Oh, Lord, for these haircuts we're about to receive, may we be truly thankful. Dominus possum pox proboscis postmortem et tu brute puella carborundum."
He was sort of half Baptist and half Catholic. Maybe a Catholicist. Anyway, he started cutting my hair and preaching at the same time. I mean, he's a wow man. Scissors and razors are flying around my head. He's talking about the evils of dancing and drinking and liquor and sex and wild women and music and the music business. Then he looked down at me and said, "What do you do for a living?" Now, I'm not ashamed of what I do for a living. Working bars and casinos, around liquor and wild women. Hey, I just play my piano, sing my little songs. I looked him right in the eye and I said, "I run this church for loggers."
When you get a haircut, be sure to go back home. When you get a haircut, get a barber you have known. Since you were a little bitty boy sitting in a booster chair, or you might look like Larry Moe or Curly if a stranger cut your hair.